Email the information. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Jerome or Brooke? Calling for
Hello?
Hello?
Are you calling for to check the status of an existing case?
Yes, we're calling to check the status.
Can I have the applicant's name?
John Taggart?
John, yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time, you said Dante, what is the last name?
No, John Taggart, T-A-G-G-A-R-T.
Hello. Date of birth?
7/25/85.
And can you verify the home address?
1405 Siegel Street, Chester, PA.
All right. And the caller, can I have your name?
Hi, this is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
All right, and Mr. Taggart, do I have authorization to speak about your personal information in regards to the waiver application with Abigail on the line?
Yeah.
And please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission.
Okay.
So, yeah, your application will have to be started over.
Why is that?
Because it's expired. Everything's expired. All the documents on it are expired.
Okay, we've been waiting for the waiver for John for the past couple of weeks. He sent in all the information.
All right. So, unfortunately, in the meantime of the county assistance office not making a determination, the application expired. Everything's expired.
Okay. So
the original assessment was performed on November 14, 2025. That's only good for a year. Everything's only good for a year. So the applicant would have to start over.
And redo the whole process?
That is correct.
It's only been a couple months. It hasn't been a year.
So, no, your application originally opened November 12 of 2025. So that would have made it good until
January 1st.
Actually, it is still good. No, it's still good. I'm tripping. So November 2026. Yeah. So currently, your application is. I don't know why I jumped from 24 to 26. I saw something in 24. Give me a second. Oh no, everything's 25. All right, so November 2025. To November 2026. Okay, yeah. So everything expires in 2026. So your application previously denied or closed, rather, because the county assistance office stated they didn't receive your financial documents. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, so your application closed in December because the county assistance office stated that you didn't provide your financial documentation. Has that information been provided since?
Yeah.
All right, and that was provided when?
December, sometime in December, and then I resent it in January.
All right, so I don't see any financial documentation uploaded in their system. How did you provide it?
Email.
All right. So unfortunately, it's not showing.
We have it on.
Not. I'm not sure who you provide, like what email was provided to, but I would follow up with whomever provided you with that email address to see if they received it, and it just has not been uploaded, but currently there's nothing uploaded in their system.
Which email address did you send it to, John?
What email I'm sending it to?
The one,
whatever one you sent.
The RA.
I started with RA something. I don't have it on my phone right now.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, they sent it to the Delaware County email.
Yeah.
Can I give you the email just to confirm that was the right email?
Okay.
It's RATWLTC, Delaware, PAO at PA.gov.
It's RATWLTC, not Delaware, but Delaware.
D-E-L-W-A. Yes. D-E-L-W-A-R-E.
Correct.
Yes,
that is their email. That's what's showing for us. That is the email address that's showing in our system. But again, I don't see the documentation uploaded. It looks like the last notation that they put, okay, let me read it. Okay. Yeah. So the last notation they put in there, well, not the last notation, but the last notation referring to the financials was on December 23rd, stating that they were still missing documentation.
They sent it on the 13th of December. And I sent it again.
And then it looks like they received a call on the 9th in regard to the status of the long-term care, and it was forwarded to that department, but there's no follow-up on that. All right, so you're going to have to follow up with someone at the county assistance office. We're waiting for a response just as you are.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll call the county assistance office then. Do you have the right number for us to call, the best number that we can reach them?
I can provide you the number that's showing on their letter, and also the customer service line.
Okay.
So the number is 610-447-5500.
Okay, thank you.
And the customer service, no problem. The customer service line is
877-395-8930. 8930,
yes.
Okay. Fine, thank you.
No problem. Do you have any further questions or concerns?
That's all. Thank you very much.
No problem. And would you be interested in the survey today?
No.
That's okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Abigail, we also uploaded it on his Compass.
You uploaded it on Compass?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try calling these numbers to see if maybe they can give us more information. Okay, I'm going to call you back so we're not still on the line with Maximus, okay?
Okay.